Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. So I was thinking about this yesterday, and it's kind of got me depressed, Stoney, but I'm going to put it out there anyway.
Okay. I'm ready for you.
All right. So, you know, Matthew Stafford has been a stalwart Lion for many years.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will stick up for him, and a lot of people are down on him for a variety of reasons. I don't think Matthew Stafford will ever be known as the most disappointing athlete in Detroit sports history or Michigan sports history.
No.
And he's certainly not a bust or anything like that. Maybe he's not as good as people think or whatever. But who is, in your mind, the most disappointing athlete that you have ever followed here in town? And it can be a college player or a pro player. And I want to be very clear here. I don't mean a bust, okay? I'm not talking about Darko. I'm not talking about a guy who was highly touted and just never performed. I'm talking about a guy who was like, wow, I thought he was going to be something that he was not. Like when he first debuted for your team, again, college or pro, you thought, okay, this is the guy. And then when all was said and done, the level of disappointment was based on the expectation level, the level of disappointment. Like, I'll just throw a name out there and I'll give it for an example. Shea Patterson was called the Shavier. Shea Patterson was the guy who was going to come in and be that quarterback that Jim Harbaugh needed. And he was okay.
Right.
But he was nothing close. I mean, the odds of Shea Patterson of being the Heisman Trophy winner were talked about. Mm-hmm. The odds of Shea Patterson being the number one overall pick in the NFL draft was talked about. It was.
I know.
And now he's being invited to the combine, and people are saying he's probably an undrafted free agent.
Well, this is more of a bust, but he did play the same as like Derek Green. That was more of a bust, though, right? I mean, Derek Green was like a 5-star running back that Brady Hoke recruited.
Yeah.
And he did nothing.
I would say he's more of a bust.
He's more of a bust.
Yeah. I mean, like, for example, if you want to stay at the college level, Michigan, Gerard Ward. Gerard Ward was supposed to be the...
Oh, he was part of the Fresh Five, right?
The Fresh Five. And Taylor had a better career than he did. And Baston had a better career than he did. Gerard Ward was just a guy.
Yeah.
And he was like the national... I think he may have been the high school player of the year or something like that. Everybody thought Gerard Ward was going to be a total stud.
I have the answer. Speaking of college basketball, Torbert.
Kelvin Torbert is a very good entry.
There were people I remember that said he doesn't even need college. He's going to go right to the NBA. Mm-hmm. Keith Langlois, who now works for the Pistons, but he was a major college and high school basketball guy, thought he was like the greatest high school player he's ever seen. He's going to go right to the NBA. And I remember it was a big deal. We covered his press conference when he announced that he was going to Michigan State. It was a huge deal.
Yeah.
And he was just... Okay.
He was a fine player at Michigan State, part of a Final Four team, I want to say. Wasn't he on that 05 team that went to the Final Four and lost to Carolina, I think?
You think so?
I mean, he was okay.
Yeah.
But he was never even the best player on his team.
No, but he was, man, this kid's going to go right to the NBA.
Right.
Shea Patterson's a real good one. The only thing about that, there was one little red flag. He played bad against good teams when he was at Ole Miss. And that continued.
Well, there's
not necessarily bad, but he was just not special.
Well, there's red flags about. I mean, another one that I thought of based on what I thought when the Pistons traded for Allen Iverson, I wasn't thrilled because I loved Chauncey, but at the same time, and I think Stone and I even talked about that, I was so excited to see Allen Iverson as a Piston. I mean, and I remember I interviewed Dumars on the radio station I was working at the time, And I said, you know, as much as you, this hurts to kind of disrupt what you guys have built here, you've never had that one guy who could just pour in 40 a night. And Dumars agreed with that. He said, yeah, I'm really excited to see that. I mean, that's the one aspect of this I think will be really good. And that never, I mean.
The ship had sailed.
The ship had sailed. He just wanted to play cards at the MGM Grand in the second casino.
I mean, in some ways, it was the opposite of the stack trade. Like, the Joe got rid of stack at the right time.
Yeah.
Well, we took Iverson at the wrong time.
Yeah. I mean, he was done. And you're talking about one of the most spectacular basketball talents we've ever seen, especially for a guy his size. And it was a disaster.
I remember, speaking of the Pistons, Josh Smith. I mean, we look at the contract and all that, but when they signed him.
Oh, I wasn't expecting anything, really.
I mean, I expected him to be a decent, a good player, not a complete bust.
Yeah.
We knew the configuration of Monroe, him, and Drummond just was kind of weird. But
I guess what I'm saying is, like, when Iverson got here, I was really excited. When Patterson got here, I was really excited.
Curtis Joseph?
That was pretty good. He got a raw deal, though.
Oh, he played good
totally
in that playoffs.
Got a raw deal. He really got a raw deal.
I mean, he gave up two goals in the last two games when they got eliminated the Flames, and they lost both of them.
Right. And he lost the triple, double overtime game to Jaguar. I mean,
yeah.
The Wings played horribly in that. Well, Jaguar played awesome. He just outplayed Joseph by a little bit.
The rest of the team was taking advantage of a soft Dave Lewis.
Yeah, but I mean, the only problem with Joseph is that he followed up Hasek. So I guess I wasn't that excited for Cujo because I felt like he was a consolation prize to Hasek.
What about Pat Swilling?
Pat Swilling's a very good one. How excited were we when Swilling got here?
That was great. I mean, we gave up, it turns out, of course, Willie Rofe.
A Hall of Famer.
The opportunity to draft Willie Rofe. But Pat Swilling was coming off some really good years with the Saints. He had one good year with the Lions and then, you know, basically went downhill after that. And it's just, he was a guy. It was the one thing the Lions didn't have, a defensive player that teams had to prepare for.
Right.
And they still haven't.
248. Sue, they did. 539-9797. Let's go to Brian in White Lake on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's up, guys? What about Chad Henne? I mean, he was like the next coming. If he didn't, you know, become the next Babe Ruth, he was going to be the greatest quarterback ever at Michigan. He did not live up to expectations.
See, I disagree. I thought he was pretty damn good, and I think I remember when they got him, it was a big deal that he even started as a freshman.
It was a shock. Nobody expected him to start. He started the first game
as
a true freshman, and nobody thought that was going to happen. I'm a higher on Chad Henne, Brian, I got to say, than you are.
Chad Henne had a good, pretty good career.
Great role career, too. He really turned out to be something.
Wait, what?
He's great role career, too. He really did turn out to be something.
Facetious.
Right,
I mean,
nobody's talking about his pro career.
He's been in the league the entire time, so he's stuck around. He's never had a very good, you know.
I think Chad Henne, I'll make up a word here I've never used, because we always say poor man's something, is a strong man's Shea Patterson. He didn't get that much better his entire 4 years. And Michigan slowly deteriorated over that time because, well, Carr wasn't bringing in quite the recruits at the end as he was at the beginning. And then his pro career, and I attribute it all to Wojo has told me this, that Chad Henne's not that smart of a guy. It's like, because when I was working with Wojo when Henne was at the end then, he would always just say, he's kind of just lost a little bit upstairs.
I do blame Lloyd a little bit, though, because we all saw that last game. He goes head-to-head with Tebow. He looks fantastic. Manningham's all over the place. You know, and then you're like, okay, did Chad Henne have that within him the entire time? And was Lloyd holding him back? And then you think about Tom Brady.
But he let Henne wing it in some of those bowl games. That Texas game, I mean, it's one of the great bowl games.
Yeah.
Entertainment-wise to watch. I just think, but the thing with Henne and Patterson is that they both relied on their talent. And they really didn't put in the time and effort for the intangibles.
Some interesting ticket texts, 97136. Rashawn Gary never lived up to the hype, wasn't even the best player on the defensive line. That's from John.
He was a good player. He just was not a spectacular player. And injuries has something to do with it. He played hurt a lot. But
that's a good one in terms of you just expecting this just unleash power all over the field, dominant on the defensive line. And he was good. He was done. I mean, he was all American, like what, second or third team or something like that, and certainly preseason All America. But you watch a lot of Michigan games, you'd be like, I'm sorry, where's number three? Shouldn't he be spending the entire time in the opposing backfield?
Here's another one that's really good, Michigan State. Brendan Dawson. I remember that was a big deal when he came. He was good. He just wasn't great. He had a cup of coffee in the NBA. Speaking of Michigan State, Shannon Brown. Shannon Brown was a good player.
Yeah.
I think people thought he was going to be better.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I don't remember him coming into MSU. I just thought he was one of those classic Izzo, you know, two, three guys, shooters, good shooters. And I thought he was kind of what you thought he was going to be.
How about this? I think this is a good one because it was a trade, but Jimmy Carson coming to the Red Wings. People thought he was going to be, you know, continue what he did in L.A. and Edmonton, and he didn't.
Yeah. Joel Zumaia.
Yeah. But we saw the glimpse.
Oh, my gosh, we saw
the
glimpse.
But that was injuries.
But he didn't,
made me think of Bonderman.
Well, there's a lot of Tiger pitchers you could go through
there. Joe Nathan. I mean, come on, when the Tigers got Joe Nathan, you thought, finally.
Yes.
Finally, they got their closer.
Their problems are solved. Yes. They got their ninth inning guy.
Yeah.
And next thing you knew, he was essentially flipping off the fans and going after Nick Castellanos.
Do you put Jordan Zimmerman in that category? I mean, I don't know if people thought he was going to be a Cy Young Award. People thought he obviously was going to be better than he has been.
You talk about red flags. That when they said that he's the first player ever to sign a $100 million contract after having undergone Tommy John surgery, is there a redder flag than that? Let's go to, this is a guy who's mentioned a couple times. I think he's a good entry. Todd on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Todd?
Good morning.
Good morning.
To me, and he's a recent guy, it's Jabril Peppers. I mean, God bless that guy. You know, and you're right. You know, they're college kids. They get built up. You know, we don't see him play. Recurring theme, Michigan football, you know, recruiting and the people who follow it. But I just kept getting told how good Jabril Peppers was before he even got there. And he would play games. And it was like, I didn't understand football because he didn't make plays. I mean, you know, obviously he was talented enough to be an NFL first-round draft pick. I don't think he's done much in the NFL. You know, safety, a tough position. How in the hell did that guy get invited to New York City for Heisman?
I know that to me is the ultimate hype of all time.
Well, that's Michigan. That's Michigan football. And again, I'm a State fan, but that's what it is. No other school would get away with that. Alabama, that doesn't happen. Ohio State, that doesn't happen. But again, I hope he's a happy guy. I hope he's living a good life and successful in many ways. But Jabril Peppers didn't do anything.
I'm so glad you brought up the trip to New York.
I know.
Because I do think that'll be a footnote in history where 10, 15 years from now, it'll be like, wait, what? Because I remember that was when Stoney famously called him Jabril Peppers. But yeah, the fact that he was one of the five, I think they invited five that year, finalists for the Heisman Trophy, and he's all right.
Yeah.
I mean, he's, you know, good player.
He was a good player, but
you never knock
great.
Your socks off.
No.
Remember that one time he did return a punt for a touchdown, and Deardorff said, I told you! I told you.
I think his last year, Harbaugh played him so way too many, in too many situations at running back. He'd play the Wildcat, and it would be so stupid. You knew what was happening.
Excuse me, Wild Peppers. Oh. Nobody right. calls that but me.
But that works for you.
Yes, yeah, it does.
I'm a big fan of inside jokes with yourself. It's one of my favorite things.
You said that Deardorff call and all that. That's my favorite Valeni show open.
I told you.
Yeah, with the Ozzy Osbourne.
Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.